Like last week, I had a really good week, and I found about 30 bugs.
Wow.
But there's a lot that, like some bugs, like a spelling error, it might only take you a few minutes to type up the bug. But some are really difficult, and it might actually take you 2 to 3 days to even like raid the bug because of the steps to reproduce. So what it will happen almost all the time, you find a really cool bug, but then you have, bugs are cool.
Now the customers, that's like, what's a really cool bug? I hate bugs.
Something that takes you like 15 or 16 repro steps, but then you figure it in, but something totally unexpected happens.
Okay.
And to me, that's what you're looking for.
Right.
You're not, because everyone's going to go to the file, the new file dialog on a new project dialog, create a new project.
Yep.
But what happens if you do that under like a through a terminal server? What happens when you do that with like a screen reader running? What happens if you do that on the 100th time? And that's when you start getting to that realm. That's where things get really interesting.
And that's where you write tools to automate
Right.
some of the, so you can open and close the
Yeah, for example,
files 50 million times.
You're describing stress testing.
Okay.
So you would definitely, you don't want to sit there and click 100 times.
Right.
You know, for accessibility reasons too, you don't want to do that. So that's when like an automated tool. But then you try different combinations of different things, and then you can apply formulas or tips and tricks to minimize the steps to reproduce.
Okay.